you a high performer, obsessed with growth, and looking for an edge? Welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance. Together, we'll discover underground secrets to unlocking the full potential of your mind, body, and spirit. We'll learn from some of the world's leading minds, from ancient wisdom to cutting-edge tools and everything in between. This is your host, Nick Urban. Enjoy the episode. Hello and welcome back to the show with your host, Nick Urban. No matter what approach you take to getting healthy, you'll want a cellular report card. Oftentimes, some simple testing today can catch problems that would manifest in 10, 20, or even 30 years down the line. The right tests can also help determine all the root causes, the multiple root causes of symptoms that you're experiencing today. That's why the credo of many of today's top wellness professionals is test, don't guess. More than 20 years ago, Reed Davis recognized that people were caught in a cycle of trial and error, so he committed himself to becoming the last person they needed to see. With guidance from leaders in alternative medicine, he reviewed thousands of labs for thousands of people and made his own observations about who got better and who didn't. Over a 10-year period, Reed developed a lab-based, step-by-step system of identifying healing opportunities and contributors to, quote, metabolic chaos, close quote, that anyone can use, including health coaches. Armed with comprehensive lab data and using only all-natural, drug-free protocols, he codified the general principles of health building and was soon outperforming specific treatments being offered by standard and even functional medicine practitioners. Today, these unique systems are known as functional diagnostic nutrition and the DRESS, D-R-E-S-S, for health success programs, both of which are trusted by thousands of practitioners all over the world to get results. This is one of the first steps to self-empowerment. By learning to read the body's early warning signs, you can course correct long before any noticeable symptoms arise. The show notes to this one can be found at mindbodypeak.com/61. If you want the cliff notes of this one and to learn more about applying the acronyms, the simple acronyms we talk about in this episode, their team has put together a special free guide for Mind Body Peak Performance listeners. Just head over to fdntraining.com/ and then the letters MBP. Or if you already get your blood work done and you want some help with some state-of-the-art tools that help you interpret it and give you actionable recommendations of things that you can implement today to improve your results, I like two companies. One is called Self Decode, and the other is Inside Tracker. Links for your own perusal will be in the show notes also. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Reed Davis. Reed Davis, welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance.
Thank you, sir. Nick, it's great to be here with you. I've observed your work for a while now, and it's really remarkable. Good job.
Thank you. Reed, let's start off today with the non-negotiables or unusual things you've done for your health and performance.
You know, it's funny being in the health business and health coaching and biohacking and trying to help others. The rule number one is you have to walk the talk. So, you know, I follow my dad's advice. He long time ago, he taught me early to bed, early to rise, work like hell and advertise. I take good care of myself. I always try to be in good shape. I do have some injuries, things that have added up as I'm nearing 70 years old right now. I'm going to bed on time, eating right, exercising, try to reduce stress as much as possible. I take my supplements, of course. You know, I am working on injuries, old injuries. So I'm looking into the latest and greatest on, I've had prolotherapy and PRP and stem cells. I've had stem cells at least 5 times in both shoulders, my neck 3 times, my left knee, all from, surfing and playing football when I was younger. I work really hard outside in my landscaping, which is my passion and hobby other than health, and wrestling. I did jiu-jitsu for a lot of years, and it adds up.
Yeah. I played collision sports as well, American football and rugby, so I can attest to that. But you mentioned that you've gone through 5 different rounds of, I think it was stem cell therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Is it working?
Yeah, I'm out of pain. Number one is pain. So, I was sitting here at this desk for years. It just got so bad. It's when I had to quit wrestling because it was injury upon injury upon injury. And my neck's all straight. It's just degenerative disc disease, stuff like that. Again, it's just having what I call a well-used body,
Yeah.
But I'm out of pain, number one. Number two is the range of motion and things like that have improved. The last thing I did, which was the best thing I did, was use my own stem cells. They took them out of my hip bone. They went right into the hip bone, into the marrow, pulled out what they could. When you're older, you don't have as many stem cells. And then they spin it down, they freeze it, they spin it down some more, and then they inject it. And it's not cheap either. So you have to bite the bullet in more ways than one. But yeah, it's worth it. In my case, everyone's different. People are going to respond differently. There's all different ways the ligaments and tendons and bone can be affected. And not to mention the muscles and nerves and all the other parts. So everyone's different. But I got good results finally after my third and fourth tries.
Good. So that'll actually be the topic of today's conversation. We'll be hopefully giving listeners the instruction manual to the human body that we should have gotten, but we never did. Can you help me understand what functional diagnostic nutrition is and what you're building over there?
Yeah, sure. So that's the name I gave the system I developed after I spent 10 years developing it. So, everyone kind of knows my history. I was in environmental law and conservation, saving the planet, air, birds, water, trees, bees. And finally, in the late 90s, I turned my attention to people. What's it doing to people, the environment, including me, because I didn't want anything going south as I was getting older. I didn't want anything sneaking up on me. So I changed my path a little bit. I went to work in a clinic to help people. And it was just what a ride. 10 years I spent in that clinic learning to run functional lab work. I got at least 5-6 different certifications in everything from nutrition to personal training to some other modalities, myofascial therapy and stuff. So I really applied myself. I worked really, really hard for 10 years in that clinic. And I had great mentorship, Nick, as you know, some of the top people in back then it was just called alternative medicine. But no one ran the sheer volume of labs that I ran on their clients. And it's because I had the relationship with the doctors and the labs that I could do that. And I kept my nose really clean. I never once diagnosed or treated anything specific like a doctor would. I just used the lab work to identify healing opportunities, just what's really wrong, and then give the person things to do that would fix it on their own, if there's time to fix it. The body does heal itself if you do the right things and avoid all the wrong things and stuff like that. So, long story short, I was asked to teach. It was almost 10 years I'd been there. And everyone was just saying, you should be teaching other practitioners. You're helping a lot of people. Think how many you could help if you would just deputize others with this amazing system you developed. I had to come up with the name, and I figured, well, it's very functional. We just only deal with the function of the body. We don't medically diagnose or anything. It's diagnostic in nature, and because we use lab data, but not medical diagnosis. So more like diagnostic, like my mechanic, he runs diagnostics on my car. My computer consultant runs diagnostics on my computer. You run diagnostics on all kinds of things these days. to figure out what's really wrong with it. So it's that kind of functional, how you're functioning, diagnostic in nature, not medical, which I know is confusing. But this is what I came up with. And then nutrition, because I was a nutritionist and I knew about nurturing every cell, tissue, organ, system, nurturing your soul and your mind, and just so functional diagnostic nutrition, nurturing. It seemed to make sense at the time. And I called the first teaching I ever did was in 2008. And it was a two-day workshop. I called it FDN. And that's what it became. Now we're kind of stuck with it. Yeah. You know, it won't go away, because anyone that takes my course, it's now a certification course. It's not 2 days anymore. It's 6 to 8 months of everything you want to know. Everything I learned in the clinic for 10 years, working with people, the whole system of analysis of the data, the labs and the protocols, all the epigenetic factors, everything a person needs to know to make themselves well.
Yeah. What I like is that you guys have taken a bunch of different fields, such as basic blood work, hair mineral analysis, gut testing. You've taken herbalism and mitochondrial health and pretty much all the topics that someone should be steeped in to really understand the intricacies of the body and how they're working from the broadest picture lens possible and combined it into one system.
Yeah, it's a step-by-step system with multiple components, obviously. And it sounds comprehensive because it is. It's very comprehensive. But the way I teach it, it's not complicated. You know, there's a difference between comprehension and complicating things. I don't complicate things. I take a comprehensive approach and simplify it, make it very easy. And the reason is, Nick, I spent 10 years in the office as the patient educator. I had, you know, you're speaking to people that have no medical background. By the way, I had none when I started, and that's a good thing, because I had to find another way. We teach doctors now. We have to detrain them first and then train them, you know. So I didn't need detraining. I just got my own training and learned to teach others. But yeah, so we again, like you said, it's very comprehensive. It's basically, we test, and there's an acronym for it. HIDDEN spells hidden. Many of these things are hidden, and some people aren't even looking for them. That's the real problem. But it's hormone, immune, digestion, detoxification, energy production, and nervous system balance. And so HIDDEN. Now there's other things. There's oxidative stress and stuff, but that's the core. So it's easy to remember. And it's simply some saliva, some urine, some blood, and some stool. And the blood actually is finger stick for some of it. So it's all testing that can be done at home by anybody. Mailed into the lab. We have labs that deal with our customers all over the world. We're in 50 different countries. Mm-hmm. So you can do this from anywhere. And anyone can do it. Again, as long as you can just get the kits from the lab and get them back to the lab with your samples in there, you're in good shape. There's one test that you have to get a blood draw for, but that's pretty easy to do in most places. So we do this very comprehensive, but again, I make it not too complicated, you know? And so it's a comprehensive intake, data analysis, no medical diagnosis. Long before you get a diagnosis, there's the data. So the lab is not in the business of diagnosing. They're in the business of giving you numbers, you know, the specificity and the sensitivity of the test. And we can measure very tiny amounts of hormone in salivas, things like that. We can see things in the stool, in the urine, whatever. So long before there's a medical diagnosis, there's the data. Well, we look at it in a way that doesn't, we don't want a medical diagnosis. That's actually narrowing down. That's not using most of the data you're getting. Mm-hmm. The minute that someone lays down a diagnosis, they look at all this data and they go, oh, you're hypothyroid, or you're this, you're, they're just forgetting most of the other data and specializing in on one little area. That whole system is not working. It's called reductionism. The body's some little, this part and that part. And, oh, I'm a gastroenterologist. I've done everything I can for you. For that problem, you need to go see an endocrinologist. And they'll do everything they can for you within that scope. Again, they're just diagnosing little things that sometimes don't even address your overall health and well-being. They're just a part. Yeah. So we never do that. We get the data long before someone puts a diagnosis on it. And it's just called healing opportunities. That's the expression. Want to write that down, healing opportunities. Oh, okay. So now you're using a different paradigm to coach someone up on health and wellness and how they can get there, because you've identified those healing opportunities. Then, of course, you're going to have to apply what? Do we apply specific treatment to one thing? Absolutely not. That also is still in the medical realm. We apply the general principles of health building to every cell, tissue, organ, and system at once. Now, you're a Czech practitioner. I'm pretty good buddies with Paul Czech, and I've known him for many years. I was at his 50th birthday party, and I was just at his 60th birthday party last year. So we go back a ways, and he has a very holistic approach. You know, it's the whole body, spirit, mind, and you can't really separate them if you want to get fully optimized and as healthy as you can be. Healthy as your genetics and your environment will allow you to be. And it's work. Those health building principles that will not treat anything specifically, treat everything non-specifically. And we've codified that too. So on one side, we look for the HIDDEN, hidden stressors and contributors to metabolic chaos, all the things going on, the data. And then we just recommend very individualized diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, and supplementation. That spells DRESS, D-R-E-S-S. So you got hidden investigation, the DRESS protocols, and that's what we teach. And obviously the business and, you know, how to be an entrepreneur and all that stuff. But I want to stick there with, you could call it the clinical side. You manage a case that way. It's just, you know, this is what's really going on. These are the healing opportunities. And these are the things you need to do over a time period so that your body can heal itself. Use that, coach up that innate intelligence, coach it up, coach it up, coach it up. While you might coach down those, I call them contributors to metabolic chaos. And so that came from being a client educator, patient educator at the clinic for almost 10 years and telling them what to do at home. And I would tell them, look, it's not what you do in the office. Yeah, you're coming in regularly. You're doing a good job of coming in. What are you doing at home? Because that's what really matters. And I just developed that DRESS for health success program, the diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, supplementation. And again, it sounds comprehensive because it is, but it's not complicated. That's what you do at home between visits. And that became the sort of ultimate epigenetic program. Like, wow, I'm living myself out of the problems I lived myself into.
That's pretty simple. So you have the hidden acronym that you use to identify your healing opportunities, and then you address them with DRESS, D-R-E-S-S.
Yeah, exactly.
Reed, I want to unpack the hidden acronym in a second. But before we do, you've already mentioned a couple ways that this is the case, but how would you contrast this with the traditional medical paradigm?
Well, you know, they fractionate, they diagnose and treat specifics, and that leaves people wondering, what can I do? What else can I do? They don't want to, let's say you go into a doctor with complaints, and doctors use this thing, I call it the sounds like theory. Well, it sounds like thyroid, or it sounds like a parasite, or it sounds like whatever. And then, so they'll run that one test. God forbid they find it. You know, like if you're tired and fatigued, you're a little bit overweight, can't seem to lose it. You have constipation, maybe numb or cold extremities, and you feel sad. That sounds like thyroid. So they'll run a thyroid test and pat themselves on the back. Yep, I found your problem. It's thyroid. And you'll get a prescription for to change the numbers on the paper. And then take that, come back in a couple of months, we'll retest you, we'll see how we're doing. When you come back in a couple of months, it's about how are those numbers doing? Not how are you doing?
Yeah.
Let's see how, and so the doctor's focus, and this is just how they work. It's not their fault. They're not doing anything wrong. They're just doing what they're trained to do, which is get the numbers in the quote unquote normal area or range. And so the person might even feel a little better with a little more thyroid hormone or something. They're, most of them don't even use the right thyroid hormones, but that's what they do. Come back in 3 months. We'll see, you know, how the numbers look. And maybe even what you went in there for, you're tired, you're fatigued, you're sad, you're, you know, stuff. You might have a couple, some abatement of some of those symptoms, but it's really not about that anymore. In that doctor-patient relationship, it's about the numbers. So we don't operate that way. We don't think that way. We do all the medical intake, same thing, but we also do additional intake, lifestyle. And we have this unique form. We call it the Metabolic Chaos Scorecard. 20 years I've been developing that scorecard.
Can you define metabolic chaos?
The problems we suffer from today are metabolic problems. You know, it's you and your genetics and your metabolism. Everything is metabolic. Everything, every process in your body, and could be called metabolism. So sum total of all of that. We simplify that. That's a million different things. So we start categorizing it. There's two main areas of metabolism. There's catabolism, which is the breaking down of the body, and anabolism, mm-hmm. not cannibalism, but anabolism, which builds the body up. So there's, you have these, and you can measure that. You can measure your state of catabolic versus anabolic. Just start there. Okay, you're catabolic. Why? Stress, environment, things. So what's going on inside the body? Well, it's, I call it metabolic chaos, because I've looked upstream so far in so many different cases and seen that, man, there's always multiple causal factors. And they're having an effect upon each other, yeah. which is not measurable most of the time. Yeah. So you can't run a blood test and say, oh, look, here, you know, like maybe there's nothing there. How many people do you know, maybe even yourself, have been to a doctor and been told nothing's wrong with you? Because their standard blood work isn't showing anything worth a crap. So, well, nothing's wrong with you. It must be in your head. Here's a chill pill. Go do some diet and exercise. Come back when you're really sick. You know, meanwhile, that person knows something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, it's, you got to go upstream far enough to realize, and I just did this thousands and thousands of times. Wow, look at all these different healing opportunities. I don't use the term root cause anymore. Mm-hmm. There's always multiple root causes. They're having an effect upon each other. And those aren't measurable. So we do collect dots, you know, data points. But we don't try to treat one or give you something for each one. We connect the dots so that we understand the entire person and then give them the lifestyle things they need to do to reverse whatever damage has been done, if it's possible. It's not completely broken. And then once you get to a stable point, really see how good can it get? How much energy and great sleep and sex life and athleticism and thinking and brain clarity and, you know, all the things that would indicate a healthy and well person, optimization, if you want. But so I don't know if I answered your question, but you asked about metabolic chaos. That's a term that I coined to replace root cause. No, the root cause is always metabolic chaos of some sort. And how do we categorize it? Hormone, immune, digestion, detoxification, energy production. There's something or all of them are out of balance. Mm-hmm. And something's not working. Some metabolic process is no longer efficient. And so on and so on. So I think it's the one concern we all have. The chaos, and you can apply it to any problem you have. Doesn't matter what your health concern is. Mm. So what do? We hack or sort out. I just call it sorting out rather than biohacking, because that's someone else's term. But it's sorting out the metabolic chaos, and the lab work and the intake system is very helpful in forming an impression about a person. But the lab work, oh man, it just defines those healing opportunities.
You've told me previously in another conversation that we can go to our doctor and get an interpretation from them, but we're all entitled to multiple interpretations. And this can be another one of those that shows you what you can do first, potentially, to improve and decrease some of that metabolic chaos.
This is not medical advice. If you want medical advice, go to a doctor to get it. Yes. Go to someone licensed to give a diagnosis and treatment plan and medical opinion. You know, I might add a side note that the reason you need to be licensed is because it's a very dangerous thing. That whole area, that whole paradigm of drugs and surgery kills people. You know, 250,000 people a year die from medical mistakes. So imagine if any nutritionist made any mistake, they'd be nailed to the cross. You need a license to do that because it's dangerous. You can really hurt people with it. So we give them a complete monopoly. They have it anyway, but we've willfully grant a total monopoly to diagnosis and treatment. So back to what we do, who owns the data? Whose data is that the lab is figuring out?
Should be ours.
It is ours. It's your data. You own it. Now, if you want a medical opinion and diagnosis, fine, go get one. But what we want to do, we're pre-diagnosis, just looking at the data. By the way, I learned a lot of this from the lab techs. We call them lab rats sometimes. The lab techs are really smart people. They don't give a crap about diagnosing any one thing on there either. They care about the specificity and sensitivity of their lab work. And are they really telling you what is the actual levels, the bioavailable levels of hormones, for instance? Mm-hmm. You know, not the blood, you know, bound up by, you know free versus bound up hormone. No, bioavailable levels. And that's how we try to get. So we're into just the data long before it's bastardized by diagnosis and treatment paradigm. So your question was, how are we different? That's just one way, you know, the way we look at the data. The other way is what we tell people to do. We don't do drugs and surgery. We're anti-drugs and surgery. Most of that's just taking care of symptoms, which is not a bad thing. We're more into the long term. How can the body heal than just getting rid of the symptoms or managing the disease? Mm-hmm. Give you an example really quick. God, I could give you so many. Lady comes into the office. She's in for neck and back pain. Chiropractic and acupuncture and massage and things. I'm a trained myofascial therapist, so I actually got to work on her before the chiropractor would see her. And she came in and she's sad. It's about her 10th visit. She's doing well on her neck and stuff. But you know, she's sad. Hey, what's going on? It's this weight. I'm so frustrated by this extra weight. Well, what are we going to do about that? Well, there's nothing I could do about it, Reed. I'm on this medication for the hives, and it's just giving me these big purple spots, you know, all over my body if I get the hives. So I have to take this medication, and it makes me fat. And before I could get the next words out of my mouth, she says, and you know, I was at the doctor the other day for a checkup, and I told him how frustrated I was with the weight. And he said, lady, according to her, he said, lady, you can be fat or you can have the hives, take your pick. And she said, well, that's very depressing. He says, I'll be very happy to write you a prescription for antidepressants if you want. You know, so here's a classic, just treating symptoms and managing the dis-ease only. I said to her, Nick, well, why didn't you ever try to find out why you get the hives? Her head snapped around so hard. I thought she wouldn't need her chiropractic treatment that day. You know, she just said, what? Like 2 years she'd been on that medication and gained 40 pounds. Wow. And oh, by the way, even on the medication, she couldn't take hot showers and she couldn't work out to a perspiration.
Wow.
Because she, even on the meds, we could die. So I said, well, we could give you a couple test kits. You go home and you take, you know, send it into the lab with your specimens, and we'll see what, if we can figure something out. No guarantees, but let's see what we come up with. We met with her to go over her results. I did. And within 9 days of telling her what to avoid, some things she could be doing, she was phoning her doctor. This is, I have no parts of this, but she phoned her doctor and told him, hey, I'm not taking the medication anymore. I found out what causes my hives. What a freaking concept, you know? And within another 13 days, I think she was losing weight and working out to a sweat and taking hot showers. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how it works sometimes. That's what I mean by metabolic chaos. Yeah. And don't treat, you know, we're not diagnosing hives, you know? Yeah. And we're certainly not prescribing any medication just to take care of the symptoms.
Sure. Okay, so armed with the knowledge of HIDDEN, that acronym, once again, what are some of the things that people can do at home? Say I know that acronym now. What can I do today to start uncovering the causes of my metabolic chaos?
The things you could do is pay attention, but hiring a health coach who really knows how to sort of break it down could be very important. You know, just someone that will give you an orientation on your, all the epigenetic factors, like that's your environment, everything that you're eating, drinking, smelling, exposed to, emotional, spiritual, all the different factors. And you can look at that and you go, oh, wow, a lot of room for improvement here. What can I do? Health coaches, there's two different types. There's institutional, which are only there to help you form new habits and set goals and things. But there's the independent, like, which is what I teach. I teach the independent coaches. Otherwise, just write down HIDDEN. Are my hormones balanced? Is my immune system overactive or underactive? Is my digestion working? Am I breaking down and absorbing nutrients properly? And you know, obviously there's other stuff in the digestive tract that you could concern yourself with. There's detoxification. You know, there's five main detoxifying organs and they all need to be working right. And then there's the energy production, mostly is around getting the right macronutrient ratios in your diet, the right fuel mixture. You'll produce energy, all other things like mitochondria being equal, the right chemistry, for that, but you need to fuel your cells really well. And then autonomic, the last one, nervous system, is autonomic balance. People are overly sympathetic dominant these days a lot, and it creates a lot of metabolic chaos. You know, there are a lot of other imbalance. So all these things are enhanced, HIDDEN, are enhanced by poor autonomic balance. I learned that 23 years ago in a chiropractic office, you know, the sympathetic versus the parasympathetic. I got me really lucky and to be parasympathetic dominant. So you can do that. You can look at, consider those, at least those six things. Again, there's other stuff we look at, oxidative stress and what have you. Then look, are you eating the right diet? Are you going to bed on time and getting a good night's sleep? And there's other ways to rest. That's why I don't call it sleep. I call it diet rest, yes, which includes sleep. But there's other ways to rest. I rest during the day, sometimes 5 minutes, and I'm fully refreshed, you know, with mostly meditation. Diet rest. Exercise. You can't be healthy if you don't move your body. Mm-hmm. Paul Check calls it, what do you call it? Doctor movement, right? So diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, and you probably want to start categorizing different types of stress. Mm-hmm. Financial, marital, your relationship, you know, your kids, you know, your boss is yelling at you, you're under pressure, deadlines, stuff like that. God forbid you watch the news. That's, you know, you're going to be mentally and emotionally stressed by those things. Now, we also, you can look at, like me, my main thing would be past trauma, you know, injuries from sports and motorcycle riding. Yeah. And so pain is stressful. Chronic pain is horrible. And then finally, you have the chemical and biochemical stressors. Our environment's full of at least 80,000 chemicals we know have been dumped into the environment, just dumped and dumped and dumped and dumped, like barrelfuls per person every year, dumped into the environment. Not to mention your own personal, you know, we produce toxins in our bodies that have to be filled. So I just named three major types of stress: mental, emotional, physical pain and trauma, and then chemical, biochemical. So you could start to say, well, DRESS, diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction. Now, supplements are a separate subject. Set that aside for a sec. But that stress reduction, mental, emotional, okay, hate my boss, kids are little bastards. I'm just kidding. I love children. You get it, financial, the mental, emotional, and what, and things you, then the physical stuff, you got to go get it taken care of. Go see a Czech practitioner. Go see someone that can line you up in the gym and put you in front of a mirror and look at tilts and imbalances in your physical structure and body. These things are really important because they affect the nervous system. Matter of fact, it's one big circle, you know, cycle. So you got your mental, emotional stressors, your physical trauma, injuries and pain, and you can go to a Czech practitioner, get all lined up, you know, chiropractic, acupuncture also is helpful, and so on. And then for the chemical, hey, you know, do you work, are you a hairdresser? Man, we've seen so many of those, just the toxicity of the chemicals that they use. It's ubiquitous in the industry. We've had airline pilots and stewards and those flight attendants and people like that. You know how much flame retardant they're exposed to on a regular basis? Everything on a plane is sprayed down with flame retardant. You know, God forbid, crash, burn. Yeah. You usually burn to death if the crash don't kill you. But you know, we had an airline pilot, a Delta guy, former military Delta pilot. He ended up actually taking our course because he decided he wanted to get out of that, get away from the diesel fuel, you know, the jet fuel and the flame retardants and other chemicals in his environment, and just get into something where it could help others. And that's a theme, by the way. So other than supplements, we covered DRESS, diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction. Supplements come last. And by the way, they're only 20% of the program. There's five elements. Each one represents 20% of the program. You got to do them all. Yeah. Again, it's comprehensive, but it's not complicated.
When you're working with clients, when you or your coaches are working with clients, what are the most common assessments that come back suboptimal?
The most common one is imbalance in the catabolic anabolic. Your body starts breaking down from any form of stress. All of those four, the body has the exact same reaction. What happens? Cortisol goes up, your stress hormone. Adrenaline is flowing, by the way. All those things will break your body down, you know, to really just to make sugar to feed your brain and your body. You know, it's that. And what happens is you get deficient in the anabolic, which is your DHEA and your testosterone and your sex hormones and things. And so you lose function there. And that is the most common overall. It's not a medical condition. It's just a very interesting. I would say that's number one. Now I could give you 100 more imbalances, the things that we see on paper that are all, remember, they're all just the points of light that where we connect the dots.
If someone came to you and said, Reed, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't feel great. And I just want to go out and get five assessments to get the best snapshot possible of my overall health, which would you put in their lineup?
Okay, I would do a saliva test for hormones and that catabolic anabolic balance and the circadian rhythm. We get a ton of information. By the way, I've had our lab customize that saliva test for us so that we also get a look into the immune system and digestion. So we're looking at HID already with one test, but it's not enough data. You get some points. If you just tried to treat those things, you probably only get so far with a person. We want to go all the way with that person. We want to be the last person they need to see. Yeah. That's our theme, right? I'm when it's buck stops here. Yeah. Okay, no more cycle of trial and error, one practitioner to the next, so all these different goofy things and some good stuff. We would use that saliva test of the hormones, SIG-A plus melatonin. And I also do a urine test. We call it the metabolic wellness panel. The first one, by the way, is called the stress and hormone panel. So I would have everyone run five left, stress and hormone panel, saliva, metabolic wellness panel, which we're, again, we're customizing, we're adding a marker to this in the next couple of months. But it looks at digestion, dysbiosis, liver function and clearance, and oxidative stress all together. One simple, at home, not expensive test. That's a lot of healing opportunities, more points of, you know, data to connect later, along with, they have to connect with a person, you know, clinical correlation is really good. So I also would run a finger stick mucosal barrier assessment. So just a few drops of blood on a blotter, you mail it in, it's not expensive, it's easy to do from just about anywhere. And we get zonulin, diamine oxidase and histamine levels. We're adding a marker to that too real soon. And it, we're going to get more comprehension on what's really going on in the gut inside. It affects digestion, immunity, and detoxification all at once. Because with antigen penetration, you're going to clog up your liver and other organs and things. So that's a saliva test, dried urine. So you don't have to pee and send big pee samples. You know, it's easy. Dried blood spot, finger stick, and then a stool test. Also, not as much fun, but easy to collect at home and send into the lab. And that would be a stool test. We're going to look at your microbiome, including friendly imbalances between friendly and unfriendly, what we call commensal type of things, and then also pathogens. And there's even some functional markers on that for digestion, you're breaking down your food, right, and other things that are important to us. More data. Even is impossible self-treatment, you know, on specifics there. But again, that's where they people have a choice of going to a doctor or just self-treating. And lastly, the fifth test I would do is a food sensitivity, or what we actually call an oral intolerance test. We couldn't have a test done. You do have to go get a blood draw for 170 different foods. No one eats that many foods. Yesterday, I was talking to a lady and she said, I said, have you run that test yet? She's in my freaking program and hasn't run that test yet. I'm like, WTF, you know, like why didn't you? She goes, oh, I already know what foods I'm sensitive to. That's the wrong way to look at it. It gives you your list of what you're not sensitive to. Like what foods are at least non-reactive in terms of the parameters of the lab. It's very sensitive test, very specific test, 170 foods. So you might look and go, oh shit, I can't eat, you know, this or that. That's not the point. Yes, yes, it's what you need to eliminate for a while, probably not forever, depending on what it is. But it's like all this whole list of foods that were non-reactive. So now you got some stuff to eat and it's your shopping list. You can go out in the world and say, I want this, 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 and this. Not, I don't want this and I don't want that. That's the sort of negative approach or view of it. And so those are the five labs. Again, the stress and hormone panel, metabolic wellness, mucosal barrier assessment, stool test, microbiome and pathogens, and then the oral intolerance testing. We have other the sort of online questionnaires and things that are really important to tie it all together with a person so we understand it's them. We're never going to treat the lab. It's going to be a person in a self-treatment health coaching model.
Reed, if people are interested in becoming FDN practitioners, is that what you call them, coaches?
Yes, sir.
How do they go about learning more and becoming that beacon that actually sees other people as humans to work with rather than numbers and spreadsheets?
It's fdntraining.com/MBP, which is in honor of your podcast.
Thank you for making that for us. And you mentioned that it's an 8-month program and some of the modules, but what else comes with this training?
Since 2008, I interviewed the first 2,000 graduate personally. Now I have staff and we kind of incorporate it into the process, but you know, what I asked them was, you know, what are you going to do from here? How can I support you moving forward? And what else could I have done to make the course better? Since 2008, you can imagine a lot of really good suggestions. You'll do 5 tests. You'll get personal mentoring on your own health, at least 3 sessions. Then you'll turn around and practice that delivery of we call it results and recommendation session with a mentor. You'll role play. You'll work on 2 people. You know, they're cases that we give you, and you'll come up with the protocols. Yeah, here's all their stuff. Design a dress program for that person. And you go over that in a very friendly, nurturing environment numerous times. There's numerous opportunities for that. There's some case studies and things. Again, a lot of one-on-one time with mentorship. And then there's quizzes at the end of every video. There's a doozy of a written final exam. Here's what I'll say, Nick, is you can buy the course. You can't buy the certificate. You have to earn that. The time is now to get into this because the industry is blowing up. I had a guy ask me once, Nick. He goes, Reed, I'm thinking of taking your course. Tell me blah, 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 this and that. You know, I told him the whole thing, and he's like amazed. That's a lot. He goes, but will I be able to get any customers? I said, where do you live? He goes, New Jersey. I said, nah, forget it. There's no sick people in New Jersey. You'll never run out of customers, folks. You'll never run out of customers. It's just a matter of sorting them out, which I teach you how to do in the course. Sort them out is to A, can you help them? Mm-hmm. And B, do you want to help them? Would you like to work with that person? Because you're going to have your choice. You can build a waiting list referral-based practice real quick if you follow my methodology. Mm.
Great. Where can people learn more and connect with you on social media or your blog?
Look at FDN Training. There's an Instagram. Look, it's just Functional Diagnostic Nutrition. There's a Facebook group.
What 3 works or teachers have had the biggest influence on your life and career?
Bill Timmons, Dr. Bill Timmons, was the founder of BioHealth Laboratories. He died and they eventually closed up shop. But man, did that guy, he was a naturopath and he taught me, along with Dr. David Singer, how to look at the body. This was chiropractic and naturopathy put together. So I worked in a clinic for 10 years. You learn a lot. And those 2 guys were really influential. Another one was Dr. William Bailey. You won't know any of these people. These aren't your favorite. I mean, I could say I followed Joe Mercola for 20 years, mm-hmm. and that might mean something to you. But no, the guys who really adopted me and poured themselves into me and allowed me to go out and make my own observations. They educated me enough to, well, go find out, Reed. God bless you. We hope that you do really well and help people. So Dr. Singer, Dr. Timmons, Dr. Bailey, believe it or not, he was a rocket scientist. And then he became a DO because he had a personal health problem. Mm-hmm. He went back to school. So anyway, he was really instrumental. William Wolcott, who you might know, and you should buy his book. It's called The Metabolic Typing Diet. Yeah. William Wolcott. It's the only way to handle the diet in my view. It's realistic and it's for everybody because it's for nobody in particular. Exactly. And that's more than 3 there. Obviously, Paul Check, you know, I love his holistic approach. And I also love the fire that he has in his belly. And he's a no bullshit guy. The idea of how he breaks down the anatomy of the physical body, I've never heard it explained better by anybody. And currently, I'm reading everything written by Dr. David Perlmutter. Mm-hmm. Someone sent me a copy of his book called Drop Acid. And I'm like, fuck, why haven't I read everything this guy wrote? Because he really thinks like I do. Mm. You know, even though he's a physician, he's way the hell out of the box long time ago, you know. And there's other really good doctors. Dr. Tom O'Brien, another guy I have to tell you. I got lots of pictures of me and him at book signings and things like that. We've done lectures together. I'm going to be on his podcast next month. Dr. Tom O'Brien, he wrote You Can Fix Your Brain and other really good books. He does his research as good or better than anyone else out there. And, you know, I know I'm leaving so many people out. I got books like this, so let me just show you real quick. Sorry for going off camera there. This book is 50 years old, Nutrition and Your Mind by George Watson. This is like half of metabolic typing. It's really a crazy book. These old buggers who are long gone, anything by Weston Price or Francis Pottinger. And, you know, I can go on and on with my background and the reading.
Sounds like there's a lot there, and I'll put all these in the show notes. So thank you for providing all those resources. And now we'll do a quick rapid fire round.
Okay, I'm scared.
What are the biggest myths around testing and diagnostics?
The biggest myth around testing diagnostics is that there's one lab you should run. Like, this is the lab. Everyone's got to run this. There's no one lab. And by the way, we're about 150 years away from where Star Trek had that little goofy thing that Bones would go, you know, and, oh, here's what your problem is. By the way, his solution was very allopathic. It was always just a syringe of something every time, right? So it wasn't as far in the future as you think, except for that device. But there's no one lab. That's the biggest myth.
What area of your own health and performance are you currently working on?
You know, I mentioned the stem cells and things. I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my other knee done. Maybe the first one done again. My neck, if I have, I'm considering getting that redone. My low back probably needs to be done. So I think my physical body, just maintaining body weight.
What's one thing the FDN tribe does not know about you?
Because I tell a lot of stories in the course, man. They love them, my stories. I once bought a map to a marijuana field in the middle of Indiana. And a friend of mine drove there overnight and got there at like 4 a.m. and found it. It was buried in this cornfield in the middle of fucking nowhere, in the middle of Indiana. We found it. And I could, you know, the rest is history, but I actually stabbed myself in the shin bone with a sickle. We didn't know what we were doing. And I hit myself so hard. I had to use two hands to force it out of the shin bone. But we just kept working. We harvested, and it wasn't worth the shit. We couldn't give it away. It was just made. It was hemp for making rope. We didn't know that. Some bastard sold us this map, $500. That's in like 1971 or two. You know, I was a teen. I'm an old guy. Been around. No one knows that except for just me and you. It's our secret, okay, Nick?
Yeah, no one else. Well, Reed, any final thoughts? How would you like to leave listeners today?
You know, it's how you get up in the morning and look at life that matters. The cup is half full, not half empty. And you know, I could add in, like, I have no rearview mirror, things I've said, but I think your point of view is that you have a purpose in life, and if you get up every day and work on it, just get up every day and do something that's in that direction. One of the leading gurus, I think he's still living, said that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Yeah. Well, then there's the second step and the third step and the fourth step. We're all on a stairway to health, if you want to use that paradigm. Well, look, some people have a lot more steps to go than others, but no one's at the top. I've yet to meet a perfectly healthy person. Yeah. So we're all on a journey. I could call it a stairway. A lot of people below you need a hand up, man. A lot of people need you to set a pattern for them, you know, some kind of example, especially kids today, you know, and we could go off on a lot of directions, but.
Yeah. And guys, if you want to be that helping hand, FDN is a great place to check out and to educate yourself before you go off and hopefully help people up that same stairway.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Reed, thank you for your time today. It's been a pleasure chatting.
For me as well. Thanks, bro.
I'm Nick Urban here with Reed Davis, signing out from mindbodypeak.com. Have a great week and be an outlier. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Head over to Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and leave a rating. Every review helps me bring you thought-provoking guests. As always, you can find the show notes for this one at mindbodypeak.com/episode. There, you can also chat with other peak performers or connect with me directly. The information depicted in this podcast is for information purposes only. Please consult your primary healthcare professional before making any lifestyle changes.